And I kind of target it. And I kind of target it for them as well. So I'll ask, well, tell me some of the issues that your employees are going through right now regarding COVID. Oh, I had one decision maker, one benefit a director tell me, well, they're struggling right now. That I've had some that have had rental issues, landlord issues. They don't know if they're supposed to pay their rent, or can they, pay rent in a couple of months? They don't know what to do with that, because maybe then they've been furloughed. So in there's a section about tenant landlord issues regarding COVID. And so I emailed that to her, and she emailed it out to the employees. But I would not have known that if I wasn't familiar with the COVID site. So email that, let your existing accounts know that that's available. And then also your prospective accounts. So I have stacks and stacks of companies that I've met with, done decision maker meetings, that they're on the fence. They haven't said yes yet. I've had many that have just said no, but I still keep in contact with them. And I emailed everybody that resource site as well. And I heard back from many of them, I'd say half, that said, thank you for this. Thank you for thinking of me. And that makes me feel like when this is over or soon, I can reach back out to them and hopefully get that conversation started again about bringing the employee benefit into their company. And then, of course, we have the cold market. The cold market, you can use that resource through LinkedIn. Who are you meeting through LinkedIn? You could reach out to an HR director or a business owner and say, I have this free resource. No cost to you or your employees. May I email that to you? And you could send it out, and it could possibly help them with whatever they're going through right now. And so I did that. Some reached back out and said, yes, we'd love that. And I sent that to them. And again, that creates a warm market now to me, those people that accepted that resource. And now they know me, they know that I'm here to help. And my cold market then becomes my warm market. So
Yeah,
I love
man.
that. So servant mindset, and then prioritize those target communications with the existing accounts, prospective accounts, and cold market. And just knowing that we're here to help, I just can't emphasize that enough. Yeah, we want to make money with this company, and we make a lot of money, right? But the main top priority, especially in business solutions, well, in everything, we're here to help, and we want to convey that to them. So be authentic. I love this, and we really did have to adapt and change with what's going on right now. We were so used to, and I was used to, fourth quarter's over. Now it's time to gear up for 2020. Get my first quarter enrollments done, work on my second quarter. I've got to tell you, my second quarter, because of COVID, they all pushed out, or they all said, okay, because of this, we're not having any employee meetings. My employees aren't here. We're going to have to do electronic meetings, virtual, Zoom, whatever it is. But many of those said, we're not doing any meetings at all. We're just telling them it's the same benefits, just do what we did last year. So that gives you an opportunity that when this is over, or to say to them, I understand why you didn't have a meeting. You're not alone. Many other companies are going through that as well. But may we think of different ways when your employees are back together, or when, if they never get back together, they might all go virtual for quite a while. May we have an employee meeting virtually? I still would love to educate on the benefit, because this can help them now with what's going on. So have that conversation. And really, when I call them now, I started to get a lot of, Deanne, we're transitioning our employees back into work. Call me in July. I'm getting a lot of that. So now when I call companies, I know that many of them are probably going through that, transitioning employees back in. So I will actually say that before they do. I'll say, you're probably right now transitioning your employees back in to work. When could we set up an employee meeting? Can we look at the first part of June? Can we look at them? You know, and if they push me out, that's fine. But at least I'm understanding what they're going through. So I love this quote. It's from Richard Branson. He said, every success story is a tale of constant adaption, revision, and change. Every success story is a tale of constant adaption, revision, and change. We've seen that a lot over the years with our logos changing and our marketing materials, and you just go with the flow. We're still, you know, everything's so great about our benefit and everything. And, you know, I just know that COVID-19 and now with the rioting and everything that's going on, it's still not going to stop me. I'm gearing up for third quarter and fourth quarter. I've closed accounts during this time virtually. I've had virtual meetings for years. I bet 10 years or better using GoToMeeting. And I've closed accounts that way, and I'm going to keep doing it, get used to it, get familiar with it. The great thing about it is that you can close accounts across the nation. You don't have to work just in your local area. So change is okay. Get used to it. I saw a YouTube video not too long ago by Jack Canfield. And write this down because you've got to check it out. It's awesome. It's called Take Action in the Face of Fear. And honestly, watching the riots, I had to turn it off. Yesterday, I couldn't watch anything. I couldn't check out the news, nothing. It's overwhelming to me and it creates anxiety for me. And it makes me fearful to see that. And the same thing when COVID started, I was fearful. And many people are still fearful over that. And it paralyzes us, right? When we feel that fear. So go to this YouTube site, Take Action in the Face of Fear by Jack Canfield. He says that he goes through some things that will help you through fear, some even breathing techniques that were helpful. But have faith that things will turn out to benefit you. You've got to have that faith that everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to work out. We'll get through this. We're still going to have a great rest of the year. Still keep closing accounts that are going to launch later. And focus on the desired future and overcoming challenges. So focus on what's in the future, the positive to come, and no, have faith in yourself that you can overcome all the challenges that come your way. So go to that YouTube site. I just absolutely love that. So I just want to end my training by letting you know what this business means to me. In the end of February, well, the last year or better, you know, my dad was diagnosed with mesothelioma. It's incurable cancer. And so last year I was able to travel to California and spend a week every month to be with my dad and my mom and just spend that time. And then the other 3 weeks of every month, I would work my business. I mean, I'd work when I visited them too and stuff, but not too much. And then my dad passed away this last April 1st, but 6 weeks before that, I was able to come to California. And my brother and sister are nurses. I thought when the last days of my dad's life were here, that they're nurses, they'll be taking care of my dad, right? But with COVID-19, they had to be at the hospital. And then they were quarantined at home for 14 days after being around someone that had COVID. So it was me. I was my dad's caretaker, giving him his meds, taking care of him. And then when he couldn't leave the bed, you know, all those things are involved with that. And I didn't work. I didn't work my legal show business in March. And, you know, I'd answer a few emails, but that's it. That was it, because I was up at night, you know, every 4 hours, medicine and everything. But I'll tell you what, because of the residual income that I've built with this business, and I have a team of brokers that they were still producing and some associates that were producing. Mostly it's me to hit ED, which sometimes doesn't happen. But I've got to tell you, I had a deposit in my account every single day. Every single day I had a deposit in my account. So I know that building this business, networking, B2B, whatever division you decide to do or both, it's a blessing. When things happen in our life and we just can't do this business, we can concentrate on what we need to with our family, because that's number one, and our faith, and you know, the money will come in and take care of our family. So I just have to tell you how much I love this business. I love the people I work with. I love being on the More Success team. And thank you for asking me to train. I hope it was helpful. So Stephanie, I will turn it back over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Deanne. I appreciate you taking the time to pour into us. You did a fantastic job. I kind of want to highlight some of the things that you said. If you guys have been reading my emails that I send out, you notice that I've been saying, you know, how we work the business has changed, but our why hasn't. Well, the need is still there as well. So we're just having to find new ways of working the business. And so thank you for filling us in on what you're doing in order to keep your business going. And we just have to realize that we could start building now to have a tremendous last quarter, you know, in this business. I mean, our last quarters are usually phenomenal to begin with, because we're working, you know, the end of the year for the new year. So just think what those third and fourth quarters could be like, you know, if we're taking the time to build now and prepare for that. And I know some of the areas are starting to open up a little bit. You know, within the next couple of weeks, you know, hopefully across the board, more will be opening up for us to be able to focus more on the business solutions side. But again, that's what makes this business great, is you can do the recruiting side of it while we're waiting for the business solutions side to open up and get back to normal. So thank you again for those tidbits. I took notes. I'm definitely going to check out the take action in face of fear. I appreciate that. Definitely the COVID-19 resource is great. We need to be taking advantage of that. Make sure you're emailing that to existing groups as well as, you know, potential groups. So definitely use the resources that corporate's laid out there during these difficult times, and still focus on your business, because remember, that is what's great about our company, is we don't have to worry about being shut down. We're open 24/7. You can work your business 24/7 if you choose to do so. And so let's just take advantage of that. So I'm going to go ahead and again, congratulate our three top producers that were on the premium leaderboard, with Cheryl Ann Degatta, Nicole Romali, and Lisa Streeter. And we would love to have more names next week on the corporate leaderboard from the More Success team. And I'm also going to remind you of our networking call that's going to be happening at 8 p.m. Central tonight as well. We're going to be featuring our spotlight executive directors from New Braunfels, Barbara and Manley Wilson. So you want to make sure that you plug into that call, hear their background, their story, and what Legal Shield has provided for them. And I am going to let you know, please be watching for our team Facebook page as well as our emails. I'm going to be sending a new link that's actually going to be easier for these Zooms, that's going to have More Success team name in it instead of the numbers and passwords, all of that. So be watching for that. I was actually going to roll that out this week, but we had already sent the email out before that got approved. And so I wanted to let you guys know that there will be that new link sent out. So make sure you check that out through the email and Facebook, team Facebook page. And another thing is I am in the process of working with Jason Rammelsberg on getting the website updated. And so we're going to have some new exciting things available on our More Success Team website, be able to have another resource that you can use right there at your fingertips, whether you're on the business solution side or the networking side or both. So just some exciting things coming up. Wanted to let you guys aware of that. And as always, the way we always sign off on the More Success Team is, you always keep God first, Legal Shield, or your family second, Legal Shield third, and all the rest will take care of itself. Jeremy, quit laughing at me. We'll see you guys in 30 minutes. God bless. Good night.